Hi, Bart. Sandy from Kingston again. I was listening to your phone stream thing. Something that really, really has irritated me so much, and I really can't believe it. I'm just wondering if anybody else has picked up on, if they started the CENTCOM briefing and Rummy and Tori Clark started, I think it was like, had to be day two of this whole operation. And they started with this whole thing where they're dodging responsibility for civilian casualties. They throw out the, he's using civilians. Their soldiers are using civilians as human shields, which I'm sure, knowing Saddam, I'm sure that's entirely possible in some instances. But I don't know if you guys have read the report by a journalist from Spain who was traveling along with the Marines, and his story is chilling. He was not embedded. If you guys read that story online, it's totally unbelievable. I mean, just they killed a little old guy walking with a cane, a couple of women, some small kids. I mean, just fired at and blew them away. And so I'm not too sure I'm believing all the human shield stories. Plus, whenever anyone in the Pentagon briefing would bring up the civilians, then the line was, the party line was, well, Saddam didn't do what he said, what we told him to do, meaning get out of Dodge. So he's responsible for the civilian death. So you watch, mark my words, the slime buckets, the Bush family evil empire is going to get away with not having to take responsibility for one single civilian death.
It's pretty clear that the Bush family will never have to accept any responsibility for anything because they are royalty and we are duty-bound to support whatever crimes they commit, yada, yada, yada. As far as the wanton killing of children and old people, it's hard for me to buy. I'm not saying it could not have happened, but I can understand men getting carried away in war. But just the idea of, hey, there's a kid, let's kill it, it's just a little tough for me to accept. I mean, again, I can understand dropping a bomb from a plane knowing it's very possible that could hit some people, but just to target a kid or an old man or women or whatever, it just doesn't sound like an American I could identify with. And not to give him any credit, but if Ted Koppel came on and said he saw this personally with his eyes, that would hold some water with me. He's less whore than some. But the idea that a person wrote this on a website, let's hope it's not true.
I see that my bees have shown up. That makes me very happy. Next, I'll send the dogs to get you. And then more bees, and then dogs with bees in their mouth. And when they bark, they shoot bees at you. The power of the BFEE is ultimate. And we have genetic engineering, the likes of which you have never known. Just imagine, soon we'll be growing our own dollar bills with George Bush on it. Hey, hey, hey. Have a nice day, fart cop.
Well, it's always nice to hear from the stalkers. For some unknown reason, I watched the clip show from Will and Grace last week. Kevin Bacon was a guest star, and he told Will that you know your career is going in the toilet when your stalkers stop harassing you. So I guess as long as my stalkers continue to stalk, that my star is on the rise. Pig boy, beware. I'm coming after you.
Bees, Bart? Bees? Man, the Republican Party is out there stinging everybody. You don't see them taking a day off. You got Bush here. He's got the U.S. to seek donors for conference for Iraq. Sounds like he's building a piggy bank to pay Halliburton and Carlisle. It's, these guys aren't resting. You can't either. Get that mic hot, swing the hammer. We needed a page today. Need a page every day. Come on, Bart. Work with us.
Perhaps I failed to get across the point that I don't do the bees. If my Glock can't kill it, I fear it. I fear SARS. I fear bees. I fear grizzly bears. I fear plane crashes. If the Glock don't kill it, I don't want to have any part of it. And if you think I'm going to publish this page with bees in the house, boy, you are incorrect, sir.
Hey, Bart, it's me, Joe, from Toledo. I tell you, I just can't believe the radios, the stations we had to listen to. I got to listen to Cumulus, which is just one step lower than Clear Channel. Well, anyways, that asshole, Brian Casey, in the morning said, was talking about some money that they found. They go, instead of stealing all that old junk, they should have gotten some of that money. And I mean, that's a goddamn heritage, you know? It's mind-blowing. I mean, what the hell? It's bullshit. I really like this part. It's a lot easier for me to talk. I can't type anyways, so this is great for me. I'll talk to you later, buddy. You'll be hearing from me soon. Bye.
Joe, always good to hear from you. Those are our calls for today. We got two more blocks of these, and we'll let you have, what's today? Shit. Thursday and Friday. So stay tuned for that. Barkup Radio is coming soon.